And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same region shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And suddenly an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all mankind." And that's the way it was. After the angels disappeared back to heaven, the shepherds talked among themselves and said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing the Lord's told us about." And they made haste. And sure enough, there were Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And talking about making it known abroad, they told everybody, glorifying and praising God in the highest. And that's how the world first heard about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.